With the exception of a small swath of territory in Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny counties, western New York is officially in moderate drought conditions. That comes from the United States Drought Monitor, a partnership including the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, they look at a number of factors, including the departure from normal of rainfall over the past several months. They look at stream levels, soil moisture.
That's John Hitchcock, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Buffalo, who says the region's rainfall total so far is more than 6 inches below normal. There's rain in the forecast for Friday and Saturday, but Hitchcock says it will provide only temporary relief in what is expected to remain a dry summer.
Unfortunately, as we go through the summertime, we get a lot more evaporation than we do rain, even in a typical summer, so it'll be difficult to get rid of this drought through July and August. I think it's probably going to persist all summer long.
Hitchcock notes that western New York gets droughts about every 4 or 5 years and tends to get them after El Nino patterns in the Pacific Ocean. According to the NOAA, the most recent El Nino, which officially ended in May, is among the strongest on record. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.